It's 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening market report, commodity market update with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Packer bids for hogs in the Midwest direct markets today are called steady to lower, following another decline in the pork cutout Thursday that took the carcass composite value to its lowest level since April 9th. The terminals are called steady in a very light volume test for Friday, with top prices from $39 to $43. Peoria called steady today, with a top price of $39. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, September 20th, negotiated swine purchases were 14,925. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $50 to $64, the weighted average $58.19, a loss of $2.34 from Wednesday. On a live basis, sparrows and gilts sold from $40.84 to $49.13, the weighted average $46.65. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,554. The base price range was $49.50 to $67, the weighted average $63.73, a loss of 20 cents from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $39.16 to $51.40, and the weighted average was $48.36. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. And Ed, happy 20th, and I think that perhaps producers are really going to be cranking in the fields.
They should be this weekend because open weather will continue in most of the Midwest Corn Belt. There will be a few scattered showers and thunderstorms that will develop this afternoon in Wisconsin and Iowa and southeastern Minnesota and push into northwest Illinois. And over the northern third of Illinois, some scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening as a cool front is pushing through. But that front's going to dry out as it pushes farther south. So most of our two-state area will get no rain at all, and the amounts up that way generally are going to be light. So that's what we have in the offing here for the next few days. Other than that, just dry weather. So open weather for continued field work. There are going to be some changes, though, occurring next week. So I'm sure that the field work will be quite busy this week. Or this weekend. Now, as far as during the last 24 hours, there was a little bit of precipitation in central Illinois. Again, 2 days in a row, we had some pop-up showers and thunderstorms. Yesterday, the heaviest rains occurred south of Springfield on the Montgomery-Macoupin County border. There was a cell that dumped over half an inch in some spots. There were a few showers around Springfield, eastward to Decatur, and in our immediate area. Even a few showers broke out in DeWitt and northern Piatt counties. And also on the boundary between Champaign, Vermilion, Edgar, and Douglas counties, a few light showers yesterday, and some more southward into Coles County, Moultrie, and Shelby County. Now, the counties I'm mentioning, there was not complete coverage in any of those counties, but that's just where the showers were. When you look at Illinois and Indiana as a whole, measurable rain covered much less than 20% of the area, and actually probably less than 10%. So it was generally dry, but there were a few exceptions. I don't think there will be any exceptions around here today. I think in this part of Illinois and Indiana, dry weather is going to prevail for everybody. Again, only northwestern Illinois very late in the day could get into some showers and thunderstorms. Now, as we look ahead, as I mentioned, there are some changes that are expected to take place. After a cool front goes through tonight and temperatures drop a little bit tomorrow, we'll have high pressure over us, light winds, a beautiful day for field work. On Sunday, we're looking at still another dry day around here. But some moisture will start to come up from the Gulf of Mexico ahead of the next cold front that will come through. So showers will start to work into our two-state area on Monday. And showers will also be in the upper Midwest already on Monday. Eastern areas, including Ohio and eastern Indiana and Michigan, should stay dry through the day Monday. But showers will head into that area either Monday night into Tuesday. And a cool front is expected to come through on Tuesday. Showers and thunderstorms should be replaced by high pressure next week on Wednesday and Thursday. And it looks to me as if Friday next week will be dry in most areas, although by then some showers and thunderstorms may develop in the western Midwest ahead of the next front that will come through here in the last weekend of September. And behind that, there are some indications that we could briefly turn significantly cooler, and that would be right around October 1st. But that may be replaced by some warmer weather once again. So at this point, I don't see any change to prolonged periods of cool weather, but we could have one shot of significantly cooler weather around October 1st. And with these changes, we'll have showers and thunderstorms from time to time, but dry weather on many days in between. So we're not going to switch from dry to wet, but we will not be staying as dry as we've been of late. We've had an extraordinary period here of mainly dry weather. And taking a look at South America, of course, the focus now is on the total reversal of the situation there. They've had some showers in Argentina lately, so the dry problems have been alleviated. There may be some frost down that way as we go into the weekend. Parts of Argentina could have frosty weather. It's still very early in the season for summer crops. We're mainly focusing on winter wheat there. Buenos Aires seems to be under the gun for the frost. Meanwhile, it looks like dry weather is setting up for the northern production areas of Brazil along with hot weather, so that's of concern going into the planting season. Let's look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 8.35¾, up 1¾. Last trade up 9¾. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.50¼, up a quarter. Last trade up 8½. December corn opened at 3.69¼, unchanged. Last trade up 2¼. November beans opened at 9.90, up 1½. Last trade down 1½. October soybean meal opened at 2.75.40, up 10. Last trade down 70. October soybean oil opened at 39.44, unchanged. Last trade up 3. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
And for those who are longtime listeners, this will be the last Friday for Strategic Farm Marketing to be in the pre-opening commodity market report. Starting next week, you'll be on Wednesdays.
We're more of a Wednesday group anyway than a Friday one, Dave, so that works out great for us.
Well, if you give us better and clearer advice on Wednesdays than Fridays, that works out better for us, too.
I don't know if commodity advising and clear go in the same sentence here over the last 18 months.
And sort of an oxymoron in some respects. Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace where it looks to me, and I don't think this is any shake to say, that the soybeans has taken over the leadership role.
They really have, Dave. And for the longest time, wheat had been the leader. Obviously, we set all-time highs in the wheat market. Beans and corn kind of followed along just because that's what commodities do. But now we've seen wheat start to take a back seat, and soybeans have become the leader. And you look at these charts, you know, where we're shooting for right now, you know, we've got a lot of chart forecasters prognosticating 1050 to 1075 type numbers in the November contract,
which would translate to $11 beans out to January and March, but perhaps.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, you're certainly going to see those summer months get out there. And, you know, that gets into levels where you have to ask yourself as a producer, if we start to see those, you know, double-digit numbers, at what point am I satisfied with that, and how much of my 07 crop should I be done with, and how much of my 08 crop should I have forward sold? And I think you really need to take a good hard look at them, even at current levels, certainly if we get a 10 in front of it.
Meanwhile, over in the corn pit, we're running counter-seasonal. The last 2 weeks of September, usually a strong downturn, but not this week.
Not this week, and certainly not in 2006 either. There's just so many outside influences that are affecting the commodity markets right now, Dave. And, you know, yesterday the big news was China looking at potentially importing corn, slowing down their ethanol industry because their stocks were low enough that they wanted to take care of domestic food and not so much the fuel side of it. And that has taken the corn prices up. Where we look at 30 or 40 cents in the last month in the face of yields here in central Illinois where we don't hardly take a phone call with a guy getting less than 200 bushel corn. So it just goes the exact opposite of what you would think, you know, when guys are complaining about how much effort they're having to put to get this corn crop out because it's so big.
Let's go ahead then and get your calls for this morning.
Sure. Right now, let's look at wheat being 6 to 8 higher. The news of the 400,000 or 400,000 metric ton sale to Iraq, additional wheat business to Canada. Let's call wheat 6 to 8 higher. Corn 1 to 2 higher. Follow through buying from yesterday's action is going to help us there. And beans probably going to cool off, and in a bull run, you see that. So let's see beans down 2 to 4 to start.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn, Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana.